Are you hard? Are you 75?
Hard.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Hard and 75.
Wow.
We're doing hard so 75. We're getting a 75-year-old hard as
rock
fuck.
Hard.
Rock
and that's
hard.
A challenge.
And that for is. Some.
That's what happens to when you die as honorably as a Jewish person. You know how some people want the 77 virgins? For if you do an extreme act of Jewish kindness, you get to go to heaven and you get to get a 75-year-old hard for
extreme
one last time.
Extreme acts of Jewish kindness.
I don't know if I want to include what I just said on the episode.
You want to start over?
All right. So we are all being so productive in our lives. So many good things are happening to us because we're starting to take care of ourselves. And personally, I'm looking around the internet, looking at different theories of how to even get even more productive and get even better. I stumble upon something called 75 Hard. Do you guys know what that is?
We've talked about it on here before. 100%. Right.
Okay. Well, to remind the listeners, this is what 75 Hard is.
Damn.
That was
rules go like this.
Yeah.
One workout per day, at least 45 minutes, is outside, no matter what the weather, by the way, Jack. Even if it's monsoon season in New York, you got to get outside in your rain jacket and put your wellies on and stomp around briskly for at least 45 minutes. Okay?
What's a wellie?
That's just one workout. Then in that same day, you have to do a workout in the gym for at least 45 minutes. And I pray to God it's weight lifting. I hope it's strength training because that's what's going to get you the best results. So for 75 days, you have to work out twice a day. One's outside, one's inside. You also have to follow a very strict diet. There's no prescribed diet. You can go find one that's good. Stick to it, okay? If you want to lose weight, stay in the deficit. Just put it that way. What else? You have to read this rule is busted in my opinion. You have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book.
And you mean that's busted? That's probably the most important part of Hard 75.
No.
Because it's training your body and your mind.
Well, right. It's a mental resilience.
Why are you so quick? You're so quick to throw out the mental progress of this.
No, I'm not. But because listen, I have something to say about it. Because I've watched about 40 YouTube videos, and all of them are reading Ryan Holiday style books of like the ego. I mean, so Jack, you can keep reading your books, but I find those books to be dangerous.
You have Jack, 75 you read your second days. Book? Yeah, I can read 10 pages in 75 days easily. Bitch. What are you talking about? And excuse my B word. I won't say that again. But I have a complaint to make about this.
What is
whole.
It?
I think I could start a revolution. Okay, it's called 75 efficient because 75 hard sounds. As it should be called 75 dumb, because if you are a goal-oriented person, then you will quickly realize that this is not train. This is training inefficiently. This is maximizing your life inefficiently, and it's hiding deeper issues that you need to uncover within therapy.
What deeper issues? There's literally none involved at all. There are no deeper issues at all.
That's not what Ryan Holiday says.
We need to get his ass on here.
I like what he says because it's kind of like all about being humble and having no ego and not trying to be, you know, you don't need to be.
He's the guy who's obsessed with Marcus Aurelius, right?
Yeah. But then it always is like, be humble. Don't do anything for yourself. You know, take yourself out of the picture at all times. That way you can be the most powerful person in the world who everybody will talk about for the rest of your life. It's really like,
so, why are we not talking about power in a transparent way? You guys don't want to be powerful.
I do. Why
do you want to obtain power?
You don't think I have any power?
What would you do if you were extremely powerful, Eric? The most powerful.
The most powerful have the luxury of doing nothing.
That's what and you
that's
think.
That's what I would get up to, right.
You think Marcus Aurelius was doing nothing?
Of course. He had the luxury to eat grapes in the supine position.
Being fed to him, by the way. Mm-hmm. Oh,
by
man.
Little children. You know, that's where I draw the line with those Roman freaks, as I think about all the shit that they did back then.
Are you kink-shaming the fucking Romans?
It's more than kink-shaming, dude. I'm calling them disgusting criminals is what I'm calling them.
These days, doesn't it seem almost as if people are think-shaming? Do you know what I mean there?
Think-shaming.
Right.
Okay, because I am into basically the BDSM of thought, which is taboo philosophy. And I feel shamed all the time for having different ideas about what's been different about me lately. Nothing. I've actually felt like a sheep lately in a good way.
I mean, the world is like an intellectual gag ball for you, Jack.
What'd you say?
The world is like an intellectual gag ball for you right now.
That's disgusting.
Right. Well, Jack, I think you need to fucking build that closet out that you were telling me about. Your plans for the taboo thinking closet. All black, painted black with thorns up in there and candles.
What do? You just go in there and think?
No, you pay me $200. For $200, you could come into my basement, which is a shared laundry unit in an apartment building.
Have dark thoughts.
and we can discuss,
to have dark thoughts.
We can really discuss things outside of the normal intellectual boundaries.
Mm-hmm. The Polish grandma comes down to change it over. Excuse me.
You got it. Yeah, we're not using the laundry to go for it.
Yeah, so we need to do more act outs. This is what I keep fucking saying. Like, we have these hilarious ideas, and then we literally don't even act it out.
You're going to do an act out of that?
Yeah, dude, that's what people want from a podcast. All right,
let's more do act outs.
Out. Yeah.
All right, let's act out having an act out. Yo. Okay, so I don't actually know how to do that.
You know who does a lot of act outs? Is the podcast Bad Friends. Have you guys ever listened to that?
Of course, Bobby
Andrew
Lee.
Andrew Santino and Bob Moynihan. Bobby Lee. They do hella act outs.
I know, because they fucking take risks. We're sitting here being lazy armchair philosophers when really we should use our improv training for good to blow this fucking shit up. I'm tired of being a low-tier podcast niche. I don't want to be niche anymore. I want to be mainstream. MSG style, Kill Tony style. Mm.
I want to be known for this. You know what I'm saying? And whenever I put a movie out, I want people to be like, that didn't feel right.
By the way, I should say this off the pod, but there is a podcast company that's interested in basically giving us an offer of some sorts.
Excuse me?
So
why
people
didn't you
are
tell us this yet?
I'm just saying.
What do you mean by it? What does this mean?
They
want to let us have a podcast?
I'm just saying there are bigger entities out there that see the potential.
Right, we're making waves.
Exactly. There are people that are higher up. Man. And they are noticing, and they want a piece of the pie.
We're too old
and
to be
guess
doing
what?
This. What?
That negotiation is going to be handled by me, I'm going to blow it, and I'm going to blow it. But
yeah,
I just want people to know what we're worth, and I'm going to be hard. I'm going to go hardball with them, and if they're not going to meet this number, it ain't happening.
Give us the smartless deal. I think they cleared about 100 mil yen.
Yeah.
Dollars.
Because they know their worth, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
$100 million? For what? Do you mean?
Dude.
They got one, a one-time payment? A lump sum?
Sound interesting?
Does it sound interesting? Does 100 million... What did you say? What did you call it?
I said, does that sound interesting
to
you?
Did you say $100 million?
$100 million, dude.
That's crazy. I mean...
I'll tell you what, that sounds quite interesting to me.
The money doesn't sound interesting to me, but the possibilities that would be unlocked due to having the money would be.
Right.
You know what I can't get out of my head right now? I saw a fucked up Reddit post.
Oh, fuck.
And it's just been plaguing me.
What is it?
It's really fucked up. Have you heard about this?
Was it kissing?
I mean, it's like, it's basically like Dubai billionaires. Have you heard about this? What they do to the women that come out there?
No.
Nate. Well, they'll like fly out models, okay, and does like this only get really fans. Dark? Yeah.
Well,
not so dark that it can't be talked about on Joy Tactics, but it feels dark. So they'll fly them out, and they'll like, you know, kind of like take advantage of, I don't know, models that aren't like lower tier, you know, OnlyFans models, and they'll fly them out, and they'll be like, yeah, you're gonna come on the yacht. They think they're like, you know, gonna just have a tame, you know, weekend out in Dubai. But there's like billionaires out there that are into like shitting on, you know, like that stuff. And it's like a known thing that like but I saw a Reddit post that was like all about that. Like the Dubai billionaires who take shits on women. And I guess is it kink shaming to say that that's like fucked up? I guess it is. This is what needs to fucking happen.
You guys all go get your sledgehammers right now. Go to the backyard, the paved backyard, and you need to fucking crack open the weapons fucking suitcase that you buried under there. John Wick style. Remember he does that after his dog's killed?
By the way, if I was John Wick and my dog got killed, I would do nothing. That's
the difference between you and John Wick.
That's the only difference.
One of many, by the way.
No, that's the only one.
We need... no, that's evil. I would say that's fucking evil sauce. We need to take them out, literally. We disguise ourselves as Somali pirates.
As OnlyFans models. What?
You disguise yourself as something that's kind of not a disguise.
Respectfully disguise ourselves as Somali pirates.
There's no way to respectfully disguise yourself as a Somali. There's
we're all
kind of
dressed
way.
Like that already. I feel like they don't have like a uniform. You know, I feel like we could. And then also, when you make a disguise, this is advice. You want it to be a non-threatening. You don't want to disguise yourself as something more capable of powerful activities than, you know what I'm saying?
So what should we disguise ourselves as to take them out?
Well, you should disguise yourself as a supermodel, and then when they come to poop, that's when you take the fucking knife out. I don't like what we've brought up here.
I don't like the feeling that you brought.
Well, I'm sorry. It's been fucking on. Like this is the darkness of the internet, man.
You have something.
I'm just on Reddit to just go, you know, look at the men over 30, ask men over 30 subreddit. Going on the male living spaces subreddit. You know, check the Joy Tactics one. Men's
fashion
advice.
Worst subreddit out there. I'll say it right now. Male fashion advice. That shit needs to fucking go now.
What are they saying? I'm gonna pop on it right now.
Busted. Basically, what they say is to wear those. Their main piece of advice is like get the fucking Nike kill. What's it called? Kill shot.
What's that?
It just popped up on my.
What? What?
When I typed in male, the first thing on the thing is male moans. Not safe for work.
Can you play one?
Can I get one?
Can
male?
You? Can you just? Can we just reset? Yeah,
of
the,
course.
The
let's
vibe
get. Let's get a male.
Male
oh shit! Well,
reset.
You can't
the vibe.
See what
that's
I'm seeing, but it's. We'll just do the audio.
It's a similar vibe, I gotta say.
Nate, you
turn on.
You gotta turn on the
Hold on. I'm just laughing at the visual. This guy's like, it's a rock art. He's smacking his dick like this. I'm not hearing any moaning. Damn. All right, hold on. Let me see if I can get some audio up in here. Here we go.
Can't hear this.
What a great subreddit.
You know, it's very telling that it's making us cry laugh like this, because I think it means we're repressing something and we shouldn't be laughing at that. We should be clapping.
Eric, hit a moan.
That's like I'm dying style.
Yeah, that's like your tummy hurts. I think Nate's still going. We can't hear it.
Jack, hit one, bro.
Yeah.
We got it. This is all right, out in the woods Jesus right Christ, now at a male ceremony. We would not be moaning like that. We would be moaning without any fear of rejection. We'd be moaning just totally crazily. Stop
getting into Will Blunderfield.
I know. So we need to move on now.
P man, let's get back to 75 hard.
So yeah, exactly. And 75. Okay,
so this is what I want to say about hard 75. Basically, 75 I'm doing. I'm doing soft. I'm doing. What did you say? Huh?
It's 75 hard, dude.
What did I say?
Hard 75.
Yeah, same thing. All right, so I'm doing basically 75 flaccid right now.
Right.
Because the only thing between me doing 75 hard and what I'm doing is just the walk outside, basically. And I am taking walks.
Are you
at the
reading
same time.
A book, 10 pages of a nonfiction book every day?
Well, oh, shit. Yeah. Never mind.
No, you're just sitting there looking at the sun.
What nonfiction type of book should I read, though? Like, so I want to read a history book.
This is my note for the fucking program. Let it be any book. You can read any book. That's my rule. Just read a book. Because there is a
fucking. I agree.
These nonfiction books are plagues. I think they're horrible plagues.
I totally agree. Because, like. Yeah, just reading 10 pages a day, that's enough. And I'm reading a book. I started reading that book I got in the Lake District in the UK. And I put it down for a while, but it's by Zadie Smith. It's called Northwest.
Yeah.
And I was like reading like 5 pages of it. And I was like, I don't really want. But Zadie Smith is such an incredible fucking. Have you read a book by her? I read the White Teeth, her big one.
I don't know anything
about her. That is a fucking big recommendation. That book is fucking amazing. But she is. I'm sucked in. I'm completely sucked into this book just because she's an amazing writer.
What's her
the story? I don't even know what's going on, honestly, in the story. It's just the writing's so good.
Hmm. That's how you know a story's good, is you don't know what the fuck is going on.
exactly.
We all know Honey Pluton, right? Amazing comedian. He did a story on his Instagram recently where I was like, I think about it every day. He was in the mall and he was like, we need to, if you want to get off your phones, just practice looking at your surroundings and not coming to conclusions.
This is not a TV.
You can just sit there slack jawed and just take it in. You know what I mean?
I got no problem with that. Trust me.
But bro, honestly, that made me go like, wow, I don't have to. Same with reading. There's something about like, you can just be a slack jawed. Like, I think if you, it sounds crazy, but if you try to use your brain too much sometimes, like, especially for complex novels that have like weird nonlinear stories, it can trip you up. But if you just take it in,
just let go.
There's value to that. And then your brain will put it together because it's smart.
Or it's
but
not.
I need to do more of that.
Well, I think.
Don't challenge me.
Well, what I.
No, go for it.
Well, what I'm saying is, I do think, you know, I had trouble in school. I have trouble comprehending now and then. I can read very quickly. Don't get me wrong. If it's a teleprompter,
right.
I can read very quickly. We learned that in tuning out the news. But I would say you can even get comfortable with the fact that your brain's not going to put it together and say, you know what? As long as I don't grab someone by the fucking neck today or whatever, it doesn't matter if I didn't understand something somebody said and I have to ask a couple times over and over again.
Totally.
And that's just
the comfort of not being
whatever.
The smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
here's a question to the listeners. Do we do this? Do we change our lives and start 75 hard and document our processes?
So we say what we if we want to do it or not?
All right. Let's say, Nate, do you want to do it?
Yeah, I would definitely do it. Because it's not even, like I said, I just have
you
to,
already lived
I basically
lifestyle.
Have to walk like 20
but I didn't
more minutes
tell you
to get to
some
this.
One of the most interesting rules.
what is that?
If you break one of the rules of 75 hard, any rule, you have to restart it day one. Just put it that way.
Wow.
So this is a mental toughness challenge, by the way, yeah. Not a dieting program or exercise program.
Somebody give me something that is actually challenging to me. Literally, this is not even, this is a cakewalk.
I've challenged you, Nate. Solo beers.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You challenged me to like basically like the most hellish depression.
Three beers every night. That's all.
In isolation.
I do think that would change your life for the better, Nate. I'm serious.
No, it would not.
Yeah, I'm serious.
That would ruin me. That would ruin me.
Three beers a night. Wow.
Making hella content, though.
Streaming. Okay, so Nate is in. Jack, are you in for 70? Imagine what it would do to your life.
I'm not kidding. I need to hear the rules one more time. Can I try and say them?
I feel like we said the rules like
I know, man, but there's like, many of them and I don't know which ones are real. So there's working out twice a day, once inside, once outside. Then there's
for 45
reading
minutes
10
each.
pages, 45 minute workouts twice a day. They can be walking. Yeah. All right, great. Then reading 10 minutes, okay. Eating and sticking to a diet doesn't matter what it is. Oh, my bad.
And no cheat meals are no cheat meals or alcohol are allowed.
All right, great. And then is there anything?
Drink a gallon of water.
That's part of it? Drink a gallon of water?
Yeah, and take a progress picture every day.
But it's not about the – but I thought it was a mental
– And post it to the grid.
And post it to the grid every day.
No caption.
That would be so
nobody funny. Has any idea you're even doing 75 every hard. Day. It's just like people will kind of slowly see maybe some progress that's happening.
If you're curious about why I've been posting, you didn't, zero progress.
Zero progress.
Nothing happens.
You lose like fucking half your followers.
I would say, is that all the rules?
Yeah. Let's see what fucked up, twisted ass fucking piece of shit came up with this fucking shit.
Well, we should start with five hard.
Can I be the ref?
5 minutes in the gym, 5 minutes.
No, 5 days hard.
Oh, 5 days.
Let me look
Andy
at my
Frisella, entrepreneur, author, creator of 75 Hard. He has on his website, he has a piece of duct tape over his mouth that says society.
No.
Hell nah.
This is the guy that we're fucking. Does he have gauged earrings? Okay, no. This guy looks like a not trustworthy person. And he's wearing a mink coat. Oh, come on, dude. This dude sucks.
Well, let's reclaim the program for the real ones.
I don't think I want to do it. Yeah.
All right, so what's a program that you would do, dude?
A program?
Yeah.
Well, I would do a day-long program that included, you know, hanging out with people.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. It sounds fun. It sounds like a bonding exercise, perhaps, with the Facebook community, and you'd maybe run into one of your old high school mates or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it, I don't know. It doesn't. I'm interested in life easy. Not 75 hard. I'm interested in life easy. Now, that doesn't mean not pushing myself, but what it means is. You could probably imagine what that means. You could probably say what I mean probably better than I could. Because that,
what's the opposite? If you were to have the exact opposite of 75 hard, what would that look like?
75 Nick. South by Southwest, because let me tell you, that is a place of hedonism. That is a place, if you stay there for too long, you will die.
Well, where do you think I am right now? Am I there right now? Oh, no, that's Texas.
Yeah, that's why it's so short. That's why it's a festival. Yeah, because if it was extended to a year long sort of getaway, people would die.
Mass death.
There would be a lot of legal trouble for them.
Totally.
Here's what we need to do: is on top of this, we need to all get inside sales jobs and just fucking crush it, dude. We would make in 75 days. I bet we could each make $200,000.
Whoa!
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are you talking about B2B easily. Opportunities?
Yeah.
What are you discussing?
Yeah, I'm talking about cold calls, bro. All right.
Damn.
You mean business-based thank calls?
We need to replace our thank calls
bank with calls. Just
regular cold calls. Please.
Oh, this is an idea I had a while ago that I feel like we need to do. We need to do a live stream of us calling people that have canceled their Patreon subscriptions. And how I'm do we get going their
numbers?
To we'll email them and say, "Give me your fucking number. We're going to call you on a live stream." And I bet you we get like 100 or so that would give us their numbers. This is called lead generation, by the way.
Yeah, I know about that.
You want to shake people down, essentially?
And we're going to call them, and we're going to just basically use sales techniques to get them back on the Patreon. Back in the Patreon.
Act out opportunity. Nate, go.
Oh, here we go. Here, hold on. Let me get my script ready. Hold up. Let me get a script.
What
here.
The fuck? All right.
Hold up one second.
Let me get in the mindset of somebody who just canceled Joy Tactics. Those motherfuckers. I'm going to kill them. All right, I'm ready.
Hold on.
So whenever you're ready.
I'm not, literally. Hold on. All right, this will be the phone call, too. <Where
I'm>... Hello?
Hold on one second.
Let the silence be, because I just heard Ronald Reagan say something about this. Unless I didn't. But he said, don't ruin a... fuck, I can't remember. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Jack. I saw you had to step away. Hello. Hey. It's Nate Verone of Joy Tactics. You used to be a patron of our podcast, and then you fucking canceled.
Oh, this is that's so funny. Yeah, I just, you know, I just was clearing my, I still, you know, I'm a big fan, but yeah. What is
thank
this
you.
Why are you calling me? What
so is well I saw you had to step away from our Patreon, and first off I just want to thank you, seriously, literally, from the bottom of my heart. Your support meant a lot.
Oh man, am I on a thank call? Is that what this is?
Well, not really. It's not that at all, actually. If you would let me fucking finish, then that would be great. Is that cool?
Yeah, this is so
your support fun. Meant your support meant a lot, and I totally get that things change. But I wanted to check in because we've been cooking up some amazing stuff, and I don't want you to miss out. Since you left, we've had an awesome couple episodes. We've had some guests. And we've had some exclusive content, including a merch drop that's yet to be released, but it will be very soon. We also have some bonus perks that are coming. And also on top of that, we want to give you a personal video just to of all three of us thanking you if you come back. So I'd like to have you back. If it was something we could improve, let me know. I'm all ears. And if it was just bad timing, no worries. But I'll sweeten the deal. Come back this week, and I will fucking give you your money back for the month. All right? So this will be a free month, and I'll personally Venmo you. Either way, are you even listening?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I was listening, but...
Either way, I appreciate you, and you're always welcome in the Patreon crew. Here's the link if you're ready. Hope to see you back soon, Nate. So how do you guys think I did on that one?
I think I couldn't stop laughing because it makes me look at what we do as so pathetic.
Well, it had all these
the perks, what you might have missed out on. Couple good episodes.
There's nothing pathetic
about this.
Maybe
some merch is going to come out.
Are you kidding? This would be a tough sales. I don't know if Andy Elliott could handle this, to be honest. This sort of sales conversion.
Try it on me real quick. Try it on me.
All right, hold on. Let me get a whole new script for one second.
How are you doing this so quickly?
Give me a more aggressive.
He's just typing it.
Sales script. Okay, Eric, you're about to get fucking clapped on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Hey, Eric. How's it going, man?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. This? Where are you from, man?
Who is this?
Huh? Oh, this is Nate Brown. Sorry. Of Joy Tactics.
Dude.
The podcast you used to.
I love you guys. I love it so much. It brings me...
Really? Then why'd you fucking cancel, man?
If I'm going to be honest, like, just $5 might not seem like a lot to you guys, but, like, literally, I'm fucking struggling here. Like, really failing to make ends meet. Like, I'm just taking sole custody of my kids. Their mom got really sick, and we weren't even on good terms to begin with, so... I'm just trying to basically stay afloat and wish I could help you guys out. Literally, it's the one thing I want in this life is to give you guys
some sleeping. I'm really snoozing like right now because that's who fucking cares, man. Like, literally,
really?
Who fucking cares, dude? Yeah. So here's what's up, man. You have Netflix, right? How many fucking subscriptions do you have right now?
I have no subscriptions.
Yeah, bullshit. Don't bullshit me, dude.
I use the library for everything. Streaming for DVDs and all types of books and even events. I go to
How much do you make? What do you do for a living?
I make $16.5 a year. I fucking work at the Smarties factory making those candies. Jesus
Christ. Here's what's up. You're not making enough money, so this is just a thing on you right now. All right, so you need to get your paper up. You have a fucking family, right?
Yes.
And you're making $16,000 a year at the Smarties factory. Think about your fucking kids. This isn't even about the podcast, man. You need to step your fucking game up because those kids are fucking relying on you. All right, forget about the podcast. All right, I just want to help out you. So what can we do? Do you have a car?
No. Fucking no
well, get
car.
A fucking car and download the DoorDash app. And for the next, for every waking second, you're going to be DoorDashing.
Rural. I live in a rural area. There's no fucking
restaurants.
We'll
move to fucking the nearest big city. Where do you live?
I live in fucking Amarillo. That's about 2 hours outside of Amarillo in the desert.
We'll move to Amarillo, wherever that is, and DoorDash your fucking ass off. Get an Airbnb.
Okay.
Get your paper up, and then we'll fucking talk. Because right now, you're not even ready for this fucking conversation. That was off script right now.
Thank
that was
you,
even
man.
Fucking
and once I get my money up, I swear.
Hang
like,
up.
You're going to do the $100
Hang up.
Tier.
Next. Call the next person.
Damn, mate.
You saw like that, right?
Yeah.
Because the a salesperson is supposed to... offer value.
And
so
did,
I'm gonna
literally.
Change your so I just change your life. So when you're fucking when the kids come back to the house, when the custody battle's over, you're gonna be thinking of me. You're gonna be thinking, damn, this guy just fucking
Nate
got my paper up. I'm gonna subscribe back to this Patreon. That's gonna be the first thing you do.
That's a fucking lesson. That's a lesson.
That made me think of the fishing analogy. Because
Us know what that is.
I'll let you know what it is. I'm sure you know. It's teach a man to fish. No, wait. You give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach a man to fish, he's eating much longer. But what you don't realize is you teach a man to fish, and you may not have to fish for yourself.
Wow.
You may now have
delegation.
Somebody who fishes, and you may be getting sashimi. So what Nate did by giving you the ability to make $100 is he might get five back.
Right.
So why don't we find some fucking high schoolers that have hilarious raw talent and teach them how to do this?
We need fucking understudies, dude.
And we get 99% of the profits.
Right.
Why not?
Why not?
If you want to audition to take over our positions... send us $20 in an envelope and a DVD.
They have to
tape.
Pay to audition.
Send us a monologue.
Yeah, right.
We you have will to get pay to. It. That would be so funny to do podcast auditions. Like you have to like riff with.
I mean, it's funny. You know, auditioning for what they called movies at the time was funny. What the hell is this? You know what I mean? They didn't know what it was. And then all of a sudden, it was the most popular form of media.
You think auditioning for movies was hilarious at one point?
I think so. Like, bro, I have to go do this fucking thing.
It's a silent film.
Yeah, I don't even know. I have to go play a moon that gets
auditions back then. That would have been fun because there's no dialogue. So you would just like come into the room and just like. Try to open up a door kind of in a funny manner.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, my favorite thing to think about is all of the silent film stars once sound got in the fucking mix.
The talkies.
Sure.
Excuse me? I have to do what?
What? Well, that's when you realize, uh-oh, you know, you're telling me that Fatty Arbuckle doesn't quite have the voice that I thought he had. Hey, guys, how's it going? Right. What's up? Oh, hell no. Now we're all...
That's actually exactly the voice I thought he had.
Okay, well then, well, if you sounded like this?
I'm all fucking sexy like...
A sexy British American man.
Right, holy shit.
Oops, I've just fallen again.
Oops.
Oopsies. All right.
Sexy
Charlie Chaplin? That's a good idea. Oops, I just smacked my head. You know he got
with hella women, just put it that way.
Oh, he had like... I think he had like 10 wives or something like that.
Jesus,
like he would just get married.
Jesus.
Was he saying that just to seem cool, dude, or was he really? Oh, wow. I just Google imaged him, and he looks... Yeah, he was definitely in a alt comedy scene.
He's one of the ones that kind of bodied it through the from the silent to the talkie. He couldn't be stopped. He went from, I think he did vaudeville too. So he went from the stage to the screen to the talkie screen.
He kind of looks like one of them. Why did he have
that
Safdies
evil fucking mustache? You know the one.
But he had it first. Adolf Hitler is the one who came and besmirched this.
Damn.
He swagger jacked his fucking, his stash.
That mustache is horrible. Fucking toast.
That was, that was just a popular mustache, I think. How do you think, how quickly after Hitler was, you know, in power, were people like, yeah, you gotta shave that, like, you know? Like, do you think it was like a 6 month, or like during World War II, were there like soldiers rocking that mustache?
Well, did they probably even have German pictures? Soldiers? Did they have anything?
No. On the other side, American soldiers.
Oh, American soldiers?
Europeans.
But they didn't have YouTube and shit telling them what everything looked like and was happening like. So it was,
exactly,
you know, 30 years later, they're going, oh, fuck. I was rocking the same fits as that dude. That sucks. Right.
God, I wish they could have fucking YouTube back then. The world would be so much different.
The game.
It's like when the Boston Bomber picture came out, and I was like, fuck, I got the same fit, don't I?
Franklin Roosevelt doing cold plunges, getting to the power of his legs back.
Wow.
With cold plunges.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Now, man, I've had 2 cups of coffee this morning, and I'm fucking rolling.
You're
rolling.
Booted?
Can you tell that I'm a bit hyper?
You're rolling loud. I can tell.
We have to go this year.
Rolling loud. Please.
Please, if you have the hookup to Rolling
75 Loud.
A live podcast in between Playboy Cardi and fucking Future.
Let us end 75 Hard at Rolling Loud and do the fucking space gas. Galaxy Gas. What is it called?
Galaxy Gas, yeah.
By the way, I am listening to the new Playboy Cardi album.
Right now?
Music. Right now, as we're podcasting, it's fucking awesome. It's so
That's crazy.
It's so good. I'm like, it's so fun. But it's too many songs. Here's my fucking needle. Did I already review this on
Anthony
here?
Anthony Fantano, Rise.
This is my Anthony Fantano review. It's like, first off, I oscillate between having good musical taste and having the music taste of a 16-year-old that fucking plays Fortnite and is like benched on the football team, you know, and is like gonna like kill it, like and just major in like business or like communications, and just kind of have like an that's like my musical taste. I oscillate between having very good musical taste and that. Okay, so all the teenagers, they're all into Playboy Cardi, you know, and I mean, it's just all over the place, this album. And I love his previous albums, but this one feels like it's like a you know, you see like a water bottle that has too many stickers on it, and it's just like, just give us the water bottle. You just put solid what could be, you know. So that's my official review. We're gonna get, I don't know what I rate on I don't know, I don't believe in ratings. Numerical values shouldn't be applied to art, so. Have you guys listened to any to that?
No.
Interesting. No.
Did so you say, not tapped did into you, the culture? Did you say what you said? Solid.
Solid. What, it's sol- you think it's sullied? That's hilarious, man.
I feel like you have the most unique words that you put the smallest Nate Brown twist on that in your mind, like, sounds so right.
I'm inventing a new... Dude, get me on a fucking... Just get me in an isolated area, and I would develop a new language.
Wow.
Much like Latin transformed into Spanish, into Italian.
We need to get you on one of those boats out to the isolated Amazon tribes.
Yeah. I would have a new language pretty quickly, I think. That would just be slightly similar.
Tolkien did Elvish. The Elvish language.
Man, Margera has a new language.
He's doing good, I think. Literally.
He seems to be doing amazing. I'm seeing him skateboarding, building.
He seems sober.
Connections. He's seeming sober. What a good time. I was just listening to CKY and riding on a electric Lime scooter around Salt Lake City. I was thinking, thank God for what those guys did.
Will you go get some soda today in Salt Lake City?
I really want to look into that.
Because they have delicious soda shops.
I feel...
You know, they don't drink coffee really out there because of their Mormon beliefs.
The Mormonized lifestyle out here, what they can't do. They can't ride motorcycles. They can't drink liquor.
What they can't do.
I don't know. What's the point?
They can't drink...
they can't drink liquor. They can't drink hot beverages.
They can't drink hot. That's the thing. Because I always beverages? Said they couldn't have caffeine, but they can't have hot beverages.
Can they have pho?
Caffeine either.
No, but I think they can have caffeine.
No.
Let me look, bro. Let me look.
This is the same thing as like Christians like can't have sex before marriage, but you know, like most Christians are like getting it in before that. You know, it's like who's really sticking to this shit?
Is there a Salt Lake here? Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Mormons are generally advised against consuming caffeinated beverages, but I bet some of them fucking...
Under penalty of what?
Death. The word of wisdom states, and again...
These fucking and bastards. Again for the last fucking
these rat
time.
Bastards that were writing this out in the... in
Joseph Utah Smith.
Joseph Smith, the bastard. And again, hot drinks are not for the body or belly. Bro, who said...
The belly is the body.
And they have the fucking lifestyle that they would need caffeine because they're in the fucking polyamorous. They have 13 wives.
Oh, God.
You're telling me you're doing that not booted up off of 300 milligrams of Celsius? How are you gonna be able to manage fucking four relationships?
Here's a former Mormon. Listen to this. This is a post on Reddit. As a believing Mormon, I saw coffee drinkers as unfortunately addicted to a drug. Albeit one less serious than nicotine or opioids or something. Damn, Nate. In the eyes of a Mormon person, you are...
I'm like in hell. I will be banished to like the worst rungs of... Do they believe in hell?
Oh, yeah. I also saw it as a waste of money. It wasn't a horrible moral failing to drink it, just a little dumb and pointless. I was grateful that God allegedly gave Joseph Smith the word of wisdom to save us Mormons from $5 lattes. As a non-believer, I now realize it's a delicious and enriching beverage, and it's actually healthy if you leave out massive amounts of sugar and cream. Man.
Also, they didn't have like Frappuccinos back then, too, so they couldn't like...
Right, they didn't get the fucking good Java chip.
Yeah.
Frappies.
They didn't know how good coffee could be.
We've made coffee fucking... We took coffee, which was a boring fucking bean. We used to chew on it. We've elevated it to...
That shit got a glow up. That's for show.
Yeah.
It got what really weed is. Got, you know, but in a good way. The weed got too strong. Nate, I know you have a joke about that.
Yeah.
The coffee got... stronger, I guess, in a good way. I don't know. I'm like falling into the walls and stuff.
Sometimes when you have coffee.
Sometimes I have coffee and the regular ground feels like a balance beam, and it feels
Me too, though.
Yeah, and then that makes me think I shouldn't have kids.
No, don't listen to that. You'd be a great father. I think that we're just Nate. I don't think you're sensitive to alcohol in a way that makes me think you are a beep. But Me and Jack are more sensitive. Me and Jack are sensitive too.
By the way, I'm gonna redub that over in the edit.
I don't say that word I was thinking of, and I wasn't thinking of that word actually. But me and Jack are more. I'm crazy sensitive to coffee, to Zen. It's pathetic to a pathetic degree.
I'm sensitive to human touch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive.
Should I get another moan up?
Please get another moan cooking.
I think I got it queued up here.
Can we hear a couple at once?
Or is that only two? Do one at a time.
Okay. Damn,
Jesus. I wish I could. Can we put this episode on fucking Pornhub? The images. All right. You know what's weird is not all of them have audio. This is so fucked up. Like, this is the male moans fucking subreddit. This is what it's all about.
It's not right.
And after you read this, that's a great segue to the Nutbuster poem that was published yesterday.
Bro, and then after that, that's a great segue to the different versions of hell that Mormons have, called the spirit prison and permanent hell.
Damn, spirit prison.
Dude, I'm on the male moan subreddit. I'm not trying to look at dudes jacking off. I'm trying to hear some moans, dude. Why is this? God damn it.
Moana.
I'm literally on like the sixth one. Hold up.
Should I read the Nutbuster poem?
Yeah, just read it and then maybe I'll do a moan.
All right, this one's called In Your Womb, I Burst. That's crazy. And to everyone, if there's a new listener by miracle of God listening, this is our poet that publishes poems on deepundergroundpoetry.com. His name is Nutbuster DC, and he is the most prolific erotic poet of all time. It goes like this. Passion holds my heart's desire. Lust and ravage light my fire. Lovers embrace in twilight's choir. Songs echo to the tops of spires. Damn, he's getting fucking special with it. It starts with a simple kiss. Lips merge and do not miss. Lungs expand in breathing hiss. Hands tremble. You want this. Damn, this might be the best one he's ever written. Tongues entwined in moaning dance. This is it, our wanton chance. Loins on fire within our pants. Physical needs do now advance. Arms tangle as they explore. Passion climbs a little more. Buttons pop. 1 through 4. Shirts fly and hit the floor. Are you guys floored by this?
I want to just see. I wish I could. When you're reading this, I would love to just see everybody, what different jobs people are at while they're hearing that.
Chests bare as they titillate. Press together. Increase heart rate. Bodily needs can no longer wait. Hormonal urges.
Oh my God. Procreate.
Zippers fumbled with shaky hands.
Oh shit.
Stop, mate. It's too much. It's too crazy. Is it?
No, keep going, Eric. Keep going.
All right. With lust at an all-time high, no stopping now. You must comply. You have the needs of my supply. Let me slip into your thighs. We two souls become one. Hearts race from the starting gun. Like fire thrown from the desert sun. Dirty deeds have just begun. Take it hard, take it fast. It won't be long, I'll try to last. Loins slapping, needs a mast. The spell we're under, our bodies cast. The time has come to release my seed. I must do this, it is my need. Take me deep, I must concede. There's nothing left to impede. A final thrust, I must eject. As spirits fly, we connect. In your womb, I do affect. Tiny tears left unchecked. Exhausted from our hours of bliss, loving tenderness now in our kiss. Attention to you, I won't dismiss. In our passionate moment, we reminisce.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Damn.
God.
Bust down.
All right, so that was an experience.
That was a unique podcasting
that
experience.
Was a multimedia remixed experience. Thanks for rocking with us. Please don't fucking go hit the cancel button on the Patreon.
Please don't. And if you do, you'll be getting a phone call. And I'm not going to be quite as nice as Nate was. Trust me.
Good God.
So 75 hard. I think you guys should do it. I don't think God is going to allow me to do it.
But yes, he would.
I'm going to be there to support you guys.
By the way, we are our own gods. I've been telling you guys this.
Well, that's a dangerous thing to think, but should we say what in the world gave everybody joy? It's Friday.
Yeah, I think we should. It is Friday. Holy fucking shit.
Thank God, dude. It's the freaking weekend, dude. Well, let's just see here. What's been giving me joy? I'll just say waking up early. I've been waking up. You know, me and Eric have this the pact. I said maybe on the Patreon, but Eric, I'm trying to wake up at 5 a.m. every day, and I've been crushing it. I'm on the, I guess, fourth, fifth day of it. And here's the thing about waking up early, okay? Is when you wake up at 5 a.m., you're not getting up to bullshit around. You're not waking up in the morning to go to McDonald's, to watch TikToks. You're locking in, you know, because you're like, if I'm waking up this early, I better be getting something done. So yeah, my productivity has gone through the fucking roof, and let's just say things are going to be changing for me in a massive way.
So what are you doing?
Huh?
At 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are you doing instead of going to McDonald's?
I'm waking up. I'm working out. We're reading 10 pages. Right. I'm literally already doing the hard 75, basically. And then I'm getting to work, you know what I'm saying, right after that.
He's frozen.
All right. You guys hear me? Hello? Hello? Check. Great.
I'm frozen?
No. I think just Nate.
It's Nate.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay, sick. Yeah, so I just went through in that time frame, like, just all the crazy shit I do. So
yeah. I didn't hear it, but it sounds, yeah, I'm sure it's amazing.
Like, so Nate was awesome. Like, yeah, it was funny. Nate was like, I'm going to send you the script. And I was thinking, it'd be so funny if it's like the worst thing I've ever read in my fucking life. Getting up every day.
All misspelled. Crazy.
It's in like the pamphlet format. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Nate, but here's the thing. Are you watching the sunrise, or are you in the La Cañada YMCA?
No, I'm in the gym with while the sun's coming up. So it's kind of fun because you go in dark, and then you come out, and it's like you're awakened. You know what I'm saying? It's a light outside.
Right.
And I love that you're doing that, Nate, but I just want to say respect to everybody eating McDonald's first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And there's respect to people who have to wake up at 5 a.m. to go to McDonald's to work. Right. So that's a different type of... That's situation where you'd be going to McDonald's.
I do sometimes see those old men at McDonald's in the mornings, though, that just, you know, they were all in the Korean War together or whatever, and they're up in there every morning just chatting, drinking black coffee, eating one single no cheese Egg McMuffin, and sitting there for hours. That, I think, is true happiness.
Who's doing... Wait, what? Old men
that post up at McDonald's. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to look into them.
Okay.
So that's awesome.
Go and look. You'll find them. What gave me joy? Let's see. Oh, I'm playing on the... Yeah. On the Aces Rock Ally. X, I'm playing Resident Evil 2, but I'm only playing it before bed.
I just got Resident Evil 4. I just downloaded that. Oh, dude.
On the Steam Deck?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Dude, play it in bed right before when it's dark and under the covers.
Like I don't like that sort of darkness to enter my brain, my subconscious, right before bed.
It will fully immerse you. Yeah, I feel fully immersed in this game. I'm scared as fuck.
It's hard. It's a hard game.
It is hard, but they're
75
so,
hard.
So fun.
75 hard.
Jack, did anything fucking bring you joy this week?
Where can I pick? How could I pick? Because so many things did. So right. Ultimately, I'm going to go with the street names in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I'm at right now. These things are fucking hilarious. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's not that funny, but it's like, it's on a grid downtown, and it goes 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700. And then the other way, too, 100, 200. Oh, I'm on the corner of 300 and 600. For some reason, it's just tickling me. Because I was trying to get the directions, and I was like, man, why isn't it just third, fourth? It's 300, 400. Damn, something just got in my throat. But that's unique. I've seen many streets, many downtown streets, and this one just really stuck with me.
Shout out to 200 Street in Salt Lake City.
And by the way, the video I put, the video that I was playing of the moaning guy, the caption was "Throwback to a late night nut." And just the visual is a guy's like laying down in a dark room and the camera's like, it's got to be like an iPhone 11 and this dude's just stroking it. So just
all right, man, shout out to him. Shout out to him for finding some joy in this dark world.
Death to America.
Okay, guys, we're doing it. We're starting 75 hard. Next episode, check in on the Patreon to see how we're doing.
Eric, did you say what you...
I did, dude. I don't think you listened. It's Resident Evil 2 on the fucking...
Oh, right.
Nate, did you say... Yeah, you said what gave you joy. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Peace out, guys.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.